Baldwin speaking.
Yes, this is Shalette. I'm calling from Local Splash. I was really literally dialing your number when you typed in, so I just went ahead and called you, okay?
Oh, thank you very much.
I had submitted an inquiry to Local Splash, and they gave me an automated October 3rd meeting, and that doesn't work for me. So now that I got you live, let me just tell you what I want, okay? Hold on. I just closed the chat between you and I.
Okay.
So Local Splash and I have had a relationship for, I'm not exactly sure how long, but long enough to know whether something works or not. The results have most certainly been very mixed in terms of generating actually any real business. I mean, if I'm looking at my dashboard right now as far as any kind of advanced reporting, and you probably know better than I, because you must have a record of our relationship, but I think, have we been in business over a year?
We have.
How long?
Oh, no, 10 months.
10 months, all right. So in 10 months, I've paid Local Splash $199 a month, and I have been, and I was delivered 6 leads over 10 months, of which none of them were actually as qualified as I would have hoped, and that's cost me basically $2,000 to do nothing. In addition, there's a website that exists that it's okay. You know, I understand it was basically a freebie, so I didn't expect it to be like, you know, an incredibly advanced and well-designed e-commerce website. It's mostly just data capture, to be honest with you. But, you know, I don't know what I'm not sure what to do here, but what I want to do today, at least at a minimum, is I'd like to make some changes to my website. Is that something you can help me with?
I can. And also, I can help you with the changes, but I also want to tell you, those 6 leads, that just what the tracking that matters on your account, the only thing, we don't have a call tracking number on your account, which would show how many calls came through. And so the only time that you get something that's called a lead is if somebody happens to fill out the contact form on the website, which is not as important to most people as making a phone call. So the real only tracking that we really have for you in your dashboard, other than you being aware of what calls you get, would be under the Google Insights and just what activity came through the Google My Business profile. Because if we had a call tracking number in your account, that would also show you more information. But I'm sure you know aware of your calls, so call tracking numbers on Google if you ever want it.
Is that an additional paid for feature, or is that included in the package that I'm currently paying for?
Is it no additional cost?
Right. Well, look, what's important, I mean, having an idea of who's called me, I suppose, is that gives me an idea of who's clicked through to my site or what? What is it telling me?
Okay, so if anybody that finds your information on anything that we're marketing, which in your case it looks like mostly Google Business, we're going to use the call tracking number everywhere, right? So it'll be on the website.
Can you hold on a second?
Yes.
Hold on.
Yes.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So that's going to be on your website, that tracking number is on the website, it's on the Google Business profile, and anyone that calls it, it serves a dual purpose other more than just tracking also. It does allow, there's a greeting that will say press 1 or press 2, you know, 1, something like simple like 1 if you're a current customer, 2 if you're a new customer or something like that. And the reason being, that eliminates the robocall. It cuts down on spam, doesn't eliminate it all, but it cuts down because we have a large database of spam calls and that are already blocked. So anyway, Andrews allows you to review your calls. In this lead section, you'll be able to see all the calls that came through.
Well, let's do it. I mean, if it doesn't cost me anything and it gives me more data to follow up on, I'm all for it. I mean, right now, I'm looking at the leads. Two of them are me calling in to test the system to see if it even works. So over a period of 10 months, I've received 4 inquiries. And out of those 4, I know these names. Like, I follow up on every one of them. Gary Woodward, Liza Galick, Marion Waxman, and then Janice Giles. I called them all, you know, and there's only one out of all those. So literally, I basically spent $2,000 to get one qualified lead with somebody who hasn't even really pulled the trigger yet, which is really a very abysmal return on investment because, you know, I could have spent the $2,000 all different kinds of ways. I mean, I could have put that towards a far more sophisticated website than I currently have. And maybe I would have been better off that way because all the leads that I generate that I drive towards my website through my own efforts, not yours, see a website that's, let's face it, it's pretty basic. You know, and it is what it is. But if I spend a few $1,000s more on it, particularly in this day and age of web-based designers that are readily available on LinkedIn and wherever for, you know, small money, I could have a pretty sophisticated site, maybe even with some e-commerce capability. I don't know for sure, but I'm speaking in generalizations right now. So, yeah, we got to make whatever we need to do to make changes to improve the efficiency of the data that I'm either getting or the data that I'm pushing out to the marketplace is got to be done because that's got to be the direction I'm heading in.
Absolutely. Okay. So I have something else for you as well. So we're going to do the call tracking number. We have a better website available for you at no additional cost. And this website, it is no additional cost to you, but it does require a commitment, which I don't think is any problem for you. We're just trying to offset $199, which is what you already pay. So all we're asking is a commitment that you make one additional monthly payment. In other words, once we commit to creating this, we do want to see you stay another month. And I don't think that's a problem in your case, but,
no. Not a problem.
It does require that commitment. I think you'd be really happy with this website because it is a much improved site. There can be many more pages with listing the detailing the services that you do, et cetera. And
can I
and
show
addition,
you? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
And in addition
to this website being something much more extensive and SEO'd, it gives you full capability of making edits and changes to it yourself as you like as well. Some people want that.
That would be a big plus.
Okay. All right. So that now you had something else you wanted to say, and then we can go back.
Yeah,
to
I do.
That.
I do.
How
so
implement that.
All right. So I don't know how long all this takes. Like if I say yes today, it's 10:30 or whatever it is, wherever you are. It's, you know, it's Friday, September 30th. We say, let's go, let's do this. When does this new website go live and how long does it take?
Okay. It's going to take 1 or 2 weeks before you see it live.
Okay. So in the meantime, here's what I need to do.
Okay.
I'm agreeing to that. I can agree to the additional month, no problem. But what I need to do is I want to tweak some basic edits to my existing website.
Sure.
If possible. And is that something that you can help me with?
Yes. I'll take the information for that.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I work with a lot of other, I mean, thank God, if I was relying on local Splash, I'd be starving to death. So I rely upon a lot of other organic, you know, lead creation through customers and referrals, but I also get a lot through either CraftJack or Home Advisor Pro or Angie Leads that drive me leads. And I know the business model is a pay per lead scenario, very different than what you do. So I get it. It's more costly, but it's very effective. I mean, believe it or not, the leads I get, I mean, they're not all perfect by a long shot. Some of them are spam. Some of them are tire kickers. Some of the information is not accurate, you know, but, you know, largely it's a pretty good source of content of people that are looking for something to get done. The only thing I will say about it, which may or may not be of importance to you, but I think you should hear it, is that a lot of people who are inputting the data into Angie Leads, I don't think they fully appreciate the fact that they're... I'm here. What's wrong?
Hello?
I'm here. Yes.
What happened?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear? I'm here. Can you hear me? I'm here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Ma'am, I'm here.